Yeah. Novel Tectonics. I was trying to read this chapter on operation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll dwell around that today. So last time, Vera, you asked me what is the difference between function and operation. And this is probably not the right one, but it's one that I think. That the function of a thing is presumed. You presume that the thing has one predetermined meaning. For example, a column acting as a structural element. And how I see operation could be how the thing actually is used by and interpreted by the use of being able to have multiple or any meanings whatsoever. For Reiser and Umeto, the actual meaning is not of interest for the architect. That is the process of unfolding of possible meanings. Then I have some of the some of the concepts and some have some statements on each slide. And I'll try to summarize that somehow. So you can read the statement. So what they say is that as a material system, the building's fabric and effects can be determined to the very detail by the architect. But however, the program of a building's use is much more volatile. So it's up for the user's interpretation how the building will actually be used. So architects are not creating meaning, but background for meaning to unfold from the mind of the observer, as I see the statement. A signifying science. I'll just read one of them. Rather than passing judgment and asking what a thing is, which has become the dominant mode of questioning in contemporary practice, the use of a signifying sign doesn't immediately fix the process in terms of a definition, but rather leaves it open. So they somehow promote the production of the unforeseen rather than representing the known. They're concerned with the process of unfolding once again, rather than stability and meaning. So, and they also sometimes put it as an opposition to modernism, or at least postmodernism. And then they speak about architecture and program. And they operate under the assumption that the weak relationship exists between architecture and program. Yeah, they even compare it to the one you see between lyrics and music, where you can communicate opposing content with the same musical structure, but changed lyrics. Yeah, and if there is a precise fit, it is between certain programs and building systems, such as plumbing, electricity and gas. You don't always eat at a table, but you always cook at the stove. People are capable of doing almost anything anywhere. And you could see that one of the main differences from the novel tectonics to the earlier theorists is that somehow the program has become more complicated from the Caribbean hut of Simber. Process and result. The statement, our relationship to architecture is less that of a driver to a vehicle than of a consumer to a meal. The consumer is concerned not with the evolutionary process and pressures that led an animal to take a certain form, but with what tastes and textures result from that process. So once again, it's what it does rather than what it actually means that's of the interest. And if you see it that way, I presume there's no way to justify the design, as it has no meaning, and there's no way to evaluate the design, as it only depends on the observer's interpretation of the thing or of the design. And they also speak a lot about optimization, or that they're not interested in the structural optimization as performed by engineers of the past to solve one problem, But then again, yeah, say multiple influences approaching equilibrium instead of a single influence, the result will be as minimal as it can be given that rich field. And I think that's somehow contradictory, as they want to use multiplicity to create a result that is as minimal as it can be given that rich field. But yeah, shouldn't it be somehow different? Because yeah, what would you get from multiplicity then, other than just one fixed meaning? Yeah, they also speak about nervous structural systems or structural optimization, where they're just saying that of course the force will go where the matter will go, so it's just one way of seeing it. So what they're doing is that they work with the relationship, but says that they're not trying to optimize it, they're just playing around. Then you could have an engineer that would say, yeah, this thing once again. What should one choose if there's no reason to choose one above the other? These are some long statements, but they're somehow valuing a return to technology, or to nature. With technology. But if one can generate variation with materials that can be specified at need, what should this specification then try to fulfill if there's no meaning with this content? And if you try to fulfill something, then you're saying that, yeah, result has a meaning. And then it's somehow contradictory, as I see it. They also trying to say that it's an impersonal style. Where should I start here? Take the middle one, talent and intuition, interestingly, remain a dimension central to the expression of style. Selection and discrimination are crucial to working with any material system. So intuition is still a valid reason, still a valid way of reasoning. But how is that not just an expression of the psyche, which they wanted to depart from in the beginning or in the first place? And then they say the designer's intuition operates not in terms of a preconscious retrieval, but rather through the active coordination of factors that cannot be held in the mind simultaneously. So then intuition is somehow preconscious, but isn't that the same as it being universal truth? So by proposing this freedom, of choosing the properties instead of a style form, they're just trying to justify style by properties and not by choosing from an abundance of things. As I see it, they're just trying to shift the way you reason about it. And then they also, left that out, but they're proposing continuity and difference as an opposition to modernism, but it somehow ends up in the same homogeneous result as the modernism's repetition. For me it seems that they're just advocating for new tectonics as an opposition to modernism, and especially postmodernism with its signifying science, but it's somehow strange that they never refer to any of the earlier theorists that has been dealing with tectonics. They're always trying to relate it to a modern era or postmodern thing. This is somehow not ordered yet, but it's some of the the things that they're trying to be up against, say that they are somehow different from this modernism, but yeah. I don't know if they are so precise, or if they're really doing it like this, or they're just saying that, and then it ends up in the same place anyway. Yeah, that's it.
Are these your words, or are they quotes?
No, it's my words. Mm-hmm. Some of them are quotes, but mm-hmm. for example, this one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the process of unfolding it's also theirs. Mm-hmm. But yeah, otherwise it's my interpretation of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, it's still not so structured in my mind, so.
Mm-hmm.